Afterword to section 41. But is that all? Whitman's question in this section triggers a catalog of divine revelations that, in his view, cannot answer every question about the universe, not to mention the questions that lead us in our dark nights of the soul. Magnifying and applying come I, he says, and what he magnifies, what he applies himself to, is the quotidian, framers and firemen and the mechanic's wife nursing her baby. He is a vessel for revelations that, for the alert, are always on offer. In a curl of smoke or a hair on the back of my hand, in bulls and bugs and dung, for our sake, he puts himself to the ambushed womb of the shadows, which keeps giving birth to a larger vision of the cosmos, a vision that he invites us to make our own. Venus and a new moon rising over the mountains above the Yellow River, which runs green in Qinghai province in western China, past a Buddhist temple to which I have come with a heavy heart. At one end of the complex, a gold prayer wheel, 6 stories tall, spins on turbines powered by the river. At the other, poets from around the world take their seats for a performance of works in Chinese and Spanish. There is no telling why or when the world will begin to glow in our imagination, but this is one of those moments. I am thinking that Ezra Pound would have appreciated the international flavor of this gathering. He described himself as a Walt Whitman who has learned to wear a collar and a dress shirt, although at times inimical to both. And for all his foolishness, which was considerable, he left behind a handful of poems that have enriched my life, beginning with his translations of Li Po, the Tang Dynasty poet, whose lines are running through my mind, along with Pound's epitaph for him. And Li Po also died drunk. He tried to embrace a moon in the Yellow River. I drink in this landscape, the river, the rock formations, the sky, as I drink in the works of Li Po, Pound and Whitman, believing that the poets waiting off stage will reveal this truth: for every atom belonging to me, as good belongs to you.